When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson. The Good Oil for Cobram Estate. Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil. Grown, harvested and first cold pressed in northern Victoria.
That's it, 7:03, Whispers, 7:04 it is. Welcome everyone, Stuart Fox to join us, the MCC CEO. He'll tell us if the MCG is up to speed after the big Taylor Swift concert.
Yep, there's a lot of big questions that we have to put to him, including how you can get a car park ticket to the MCG maybe tonight and maybe tomorrow night, even though you won't be staying on for the game and you'll be out of there by 7 o'clock, whether or not they've got like a little guest pass that you
can... For the Wisp.
I didn't say it was for me. I just said if there was one available for somebody.
Hey, big game tonight. Carlton, Richmond. You can join us at any stage if you've got any questions or thoughts about it. We don't do massive big previews on the breakfast show, but it's important. I thought the language was interesting around Jaden Short, who's a leader at that footy club now, and talking about how they were embarrassed and that, you know, that Adam Uzo said, you know, that it was an embarrassing outing against the Gold Coast Suns in some areas. That's pretty strong stuff.
It is, no, and it was embarrassing. The first half was embarrassing, but then they pieced it together. They outscored the Suns after that. And at one stage there, it looked like they might do the impossible.
Yeah, got it back to 20-odd.
Yeah, about 21 points, I think it was. I want to ask you this question about Richmond, though, because I think Uze's probably got, of all the coaches in the comp, I think he might have the hardest job of all the coaches because of what he's following, where they're at. Do you reckon they've been honest about where they think they're at, Richmond, in terms of are they a transition team? Are they restocking, regrouping,
transition the re-energizing? Way they play, or transitioning from a power to a, you know, team who were in?
Or they're not. Way? I don't see them as a competing for the flag team, right?
No.
Well, are they competing for the top four? Are they a top eight side? Most people don't have them in the top eight either. So have they been honest around that in terms of, okay, you're coming in to coach. It's not an easy job after somebody like a Damien Hardwick's been here. We've had unbelievable success, but this is where we're at.
Yeah. Well, the most important person to answer that is Adam Uzo. It's not what you or I think. It's about what he thinks and then how he coaches as a result of that. So if he walks in and says, listen, this is your list. This is where I think it's at. This is what I think I'm capable of doing with, you know, change of scenery, with my coaching methods and philosophies. And it's what he sold to the Richmond Footy Club that's important. It's neither here nor there what we think.
No, not what we think, but it's also what Richmond think. Because I think a lot of coaches throughout the course of history have been sold a pup in terms of where the club thinks they're at and where they're actually at. And so they get somebody in and they think, okay, we just need a coach. We believe we've got the talent here to be a premiership team. But they don't have the talent to be a premiership team. And they're a long way off being a premiership. I'm not saying Richmond are a long, long way off, but they're not a premiership team right now.
No, but they weren't chasing Adam Uzo like he was Lee Matthews in his prime. Like, they didn't have to sell to Adam Uzo to get him to come and coach Richmond.
No, I get
Adam
that.
Uzo had
that.
To go to them and say, listen, this is what I think I can do.
No, I get all that. I get all that. My point is everybody has to be honest about where the situation and evaluate it correctly.
Yes. But this is yeah, I understand what you're saying, but that is for Adam Uzo to do. He might go in there and said, we're top four side. And they might have sat there and went, what? And then he said, because of this and that and that and that. Now, he gets his feet's under the table now. He's had a preseason. He's had one game to make that assessment. His assessment will go through the course of the year. And halfway through the year, he might make that adjustment and go back into the board and say, listen, I'll be honest with you. This is where we're at as a footy side. I thought Broad still had really good footy in him. I thought Grimes still had really good footy in him. Lynch has only played two games. So you're continually, you know, evolving.
I get that from his perspective, but it's different from the club's perspective. You have to be aligned in this.
Well, they would put their faith in Adam Uzo then.
No. Well, they would think, okay, Adam Uzo comes in here. He coaches us. We believe, you know, we went and got Taranto. We went and got Hopper in the last couple of years. We've still got Lynch down there. We've got Nankervis. Yeah, we've got Bolton. We've still got Dusty. Maybe Dusty's not the great, great player that he once was, but he's still there. Yep. Yeah, we've got Grimes in the back. All that sort of stuff, okay?
Yep.
So that's the truth in terms of where they think they're at. But do they think they're competing for a flag? At some point, you might turn around and say, well, you know, the problem we have now is because, you know, we thought we were going to be a premiership team, or we thought we were going to be competing for a premiership, and we've fallen a long, 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 long way for short of that. The Richmond fans, they're not patient fans. Well, no fans have great patience. They're starting to howl the joint down.
Are they?
The pressure start. No, I'm not. No. I'm not talking about where we are now. I'm just sort of crystal boiling, hypothetically saying down the track, you know, halfway during the season.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's where it becomes difficult for somebody like an Adam Uzo first time coach, is because everybody's not totally and unbelievably aligned with where they're at.
Right. I get where you are. I don't reckon it'd be worrying him one bit. I reckon he'd be that excited about what he thinks he's capable of doing with this club. Now, he might get the slap in the face, you know, the round 10 when they're 2-8. Mm. We go, oh, geez, I was wrong here. We've got to make some adjustments. I reckon Richmond fans are realists about where they're at. I think they're absolutely realists. And they've had the greatest ride in the world, so I don't think they'll get restless.
Where do you think they're at, though? Do you think, like I do, that they're a transition team?
Yeah, I don't think they'll make the 8. But if they did, what a fantastic performance.
Yeah, but where do you think they're at? They're a transition team. Do you think they're in a rebuilding phase?
100%. Yeah. Well, not a total rebuild.
Restocking phase.
But they're in – transition's the best way to – because some of their – and this is what happens to – well, probably all the premierships, the great premiership sides. You look at Hawthorn, who were the best example in recent times. It comes a time when the ones that carried them to their premiership success – are not the players that they once were. That's life. Mm. And that's what's happening now to Richmond. So but it's just how well you can restock. Hawthorn didn't restock, you know, sufficiently to stop them from going right down to the bottom, and now they are. Richmond aren't at that stage yet. They might be in 12 months or 18 months.
Do you think Richmond looked at the model, though, that had been provided for the competition that Geelong had provided everybody about the way that...
Or Sydney.
They had been... Yeah, well, maybe Sydney.
Maybe.
And looked at that and thought, okay, you don't necessarily have to go...
Right down.
Right down.
Mm. Yeah, well...
In fact, you don't necessarily have to go outside the 8 to restock and rebuild.
But when you look at that talent and the way that their list is structured, we're not at the coalface, but we think that they will have to take their turn outside the 8 for a period of time. That's what I'm thinking anyway. Happy to be proved wrong. Jim might be, he's a Richmond fan, I think. He might have thoughts on where they're at. G'day, Jim.
Yeah, g'day, lads. How are you going? I am a big Tiger fan. And look, a lot's been made about the Taranto Hopper purchase in 2022. A lot of times what's lost to a lot of outsiders is that in 2021 in the draft, we had 5 picks under 30. 5, which is a pretty good hand, I reckon. Mm. Those 5 picks haven't really played. We've got Tom Brown, Tyler Sonsi, Josh Gibkiss, Sam Banks and Judson Clark. They're all top 30 picks. So I think a lot of times we say, oh, we sold the farm, but we haven't sold the farm because the year prior we'd gone... I had a raft of youth coming to the teams. Now, well, you're only as strong as the draft picks that you take and how they come on. If they come on, we'll be okay. We've got to wait to see whether these boys do fill the breach. If they don't, then they've drafted poorly. If they do, we'll be okay. Because then you've got Taranto and Hopper, along with these 5 draft picks, along with Bolton, along with Bolter, along with these younger guys, coming on. So it's really all about what we've drafted in 2021.
They're going to get a chance.
That's a good point.
They'll get their chance, Jim. Of that group, Gibkiss is the one that absolutely jumps off the page. We're waiting to see Tom Brown. Thomas Dow's going to get his opportunity now through the middle, so they'll get their chance.